Professionalism. Professionalism. What is a professional? Who is a professional? And afraid? Right, right. A professional is one in any field who demonstrates skill. And I'm not the author, but here are six skills that mark any professional. You might learn something from this. First skill is client orientation skill, focus on the customer. What do you think of that, Bill?
A1.
Okay. The second skill is technical skill, know-how. You got to know what you're talking about, right? Third skill is leadership skill, the ability to inspire others and bind a group together. Jerry, you like that one? Okay, you got three more. Communication skill, effective, appropriate communication. Fifth, creative thinking skill, new effective approaches. And that leads to the last skill, problem solving skill, positive, constructive problem solving. Okay, I've got a paragraph on each one of those at the office. If you are interested, just call me and I'll fax it to you. Ecclesiastes 10. Listen, this 10th chapter of Ecclesiastes is dynamite. Honestly, I get up in the morning in my study, and I go to my study and I say, what pearl of wisdom can I find in this? And if you look at it long enough, if you study it long enough, I think you'll see with me, this is dynamite. What he's been teaching us, Solomon, for the last 3 weeks, is first of all, we live in a world that is polluted. There's a fly in the ointment, but he says, stay to the right. And we live in a world where sometimes it looks like the wrong people are running things. He says, so what? Stay calm. And the message today is this. The message today is this. Risk it, but with skill, with professionalism, if you will. Let's look today at Ecclesiastes 10, verses 8 through 11. He writes, 3,000 years ago now, let's see if we can bring this ancient wisdom written by the wisest man that ever lived. Let's see if we can bring it up into our contemporary context here. He says, whoever digs a pit may fall into it. Whoever breaks through a wall may be bitten by a snake. Huh, interesting. There are risks associated with any enterprise. The picture here for you guys that are in the construction business seems to be building projects, right? It seems to be building projects. That's the picture. Back then, when you think about it, what kind of enterprise would they have? It would be mostly constructing things. He says, whoever digs a pit, maybe that's the excavation work you do for new construction. Whoever breaks through a wall may be bitten by a snake. Maybe that's the demolition you do when you're going to do something new, a new enterprise. And then he says that those who develop the project and who are involved in the actual construction assume risks. He says in verse 9, this is Oliver Sales' theme verse here, whoever quarries stones may be injured by them. Whoever splits logs may be endangered by them. There is always the risk, if you want to use this building picture here, of building the job, bidding the job too low, or for labor and material costs to get out of control, right, Lloyd? Lloyd's a construction expert. But he says, we have to risk it if we are going to make money, a profit, if we are going to gain advantage in this world. Risk is part of the deal, right? I'm always fascinated by some of these major development projects, I don't know where the people ever could get the economic courage to do something like the concourse here. How long does it take for something like that to show a return financially? And what are we talking about, Bob? I mean, the amount of money that is spent fascinates me because I tend to be very conservative financially. Okay, now Solomon is going to transition. He's going to make the transition in verse 10 from risk to success. Watch. He says, if the axe is dull and its edge unsharpened, more strength is needed, but skill will bring success. We're coming to the deliverable here today from King Solomon. Here is the deliverable. He says in verse 10 at the end there, but skill will bring success. The advantage in this life that requires risk for any enterprise to succeed, to gain a profit, to gain an advantage, the advantage is going to be in being a professional, a wise, skillful action. He says, sharpen your axe. That's where you get the edge. Do you like that, ancient wisdom? Sharpen your axe, he says. And lastly, Solomon is saying here in verse 11, if a snake bites before it is charmed, there is no profit for the charmer. What he's saying is that timing is everything. He bemoans the uselessness of help that comes too late. The proper and wise use of the snake charmer could have prevented the disaster and been a benefit. But if you do it too late, it's worthless. So in contemporary terms, what are we talking about? Better due diligence up front. We all understand that. Better listening to the customer. Better market data. Or a better hiring decision. This is where the advantage could have been. Every professional, as we conclude the text here this morning, has to fight against procrastination. So, what Solomon is preaching is this. Gain the advantage in life by increasing your skills. Okay? But success means different things to different people. To some, it may mean nothing more than making a lot of money. But to those, and I think I'm speaking to that kind of a group this morning, but to those who fear the Lord, which is the overriding theme of this book of Ecclesiastes, those who fear the Lord and want to walk in His ways, who want the blessings of God in their lives, I want to challenge us this morning with three core skills that we all should master. Okay? These are the core skills that every person who fears the Lord, who wants to walk in His ways, and who wants to appreciate the blessings of God in his life needs to master. Here they are. Skill number one. And we'll conclude with these this morning. Skill number one is to know who we are and what we can become and develop ourselves to the fullest. Even Jesus Christ, men, had to develop as a person. And the scripture very carefully in Luke tells us that he grew in wisdom and in knowledge and in favor with God and with man. There was a developmental process that took place for Jesus Christ himself that is the model for each one of us. We need to grow and become the man and the leader that God wants us to be. Okay? The second skill, and there's all kinds of ways of doing that, we've got to figure that out. These are called life skills. The second skill is to know God and what He can do for us and through us, and to let Him work in us to the fullest. The Apostle Paul in the New Testament, he says, "For it is God who works in you to will and to do of his good purpose." God works in us, and we need to know him and how he does that and learn the skill. And lastly, we need to know our world and what it needs and to apply ourselves to those needs to the fullest, to be salt and light in this world that we live in. These are the core skills that bring true success, eternal success. Let me leave us with a thought this morning from the New Testament. The Apostle Paul would be our model in this case. A man totally developed his core life skills before he died as a martyr in Rome. But he, writing to the church in Philippi from jail, he says to them, "Brothers, I don't consider that I've arrived. I don't consider that I've arrived, but this one thing I do," he said, "forgetting what is behind and reaching forth to those things which lie before, I press toward the mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Let that be our thought for today. Let's have prayer together. You guys are a little slow this morning. How many stayed up and watched the whole game? Okay? We all got to kind of lift each other up here this morning. Let's have prayer together. But skill will bring success. Lord, help us sharpen our axe, each one of us. We're tempted to procrastinate. We're tempted to not go the extra mile. Help us, Lord, today. We pray. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and make us, inspire us to be the men and the leaders that you want us to be, all we can be. Help us be true professionals and skilled in our relationship with you, with ourselves, and the world around us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.